Almost there. Everything is in place for the beatification of John Paul II by Pope Benedict XVI on Divine Mercy Sunday, which this year falls on May the 1st. And while St. Peter's Square has been cordoned off for the night, at the venue for the vigil, the Circus Maximus in the heart of Rome, the crowds soaked up the atmosphere. Vigils have a special significance. They are symbolic of a gift to the Church, in this case represented by the forthcoming beatification of the servant of God, John Paul II. They're also a moment of reflection and prayer, one of communion of the local diocese gathered together on this occasion around the Vicar General for the Diocese of Rome, Cardinal Agostino Vallini, on the eve of the beatification of their much-loved former Bishop of Rome. This vigil had two main moments to it, one dedicated to highlighting the memory of the future blessed, and another more specifically to prayer, John Paul II's favourite prayer, the Rosary. Turning then to the first part of the evening vigil, among those who shared their personal testimonies were three of the Polish Pontiff's closest collaborators and advisers. Cardinal Vallini, who described John Paul II's unforgettable strength in witnessing to faith, free from fear or compromise, true until his last breath, despite the burden of suffering. The Cardinal also highlighted the impact of the Polish Pontiff's witness, which through his apostolic journeys inspired millions of men and women the world over, of all races and all cultures. How it was from Christ that he drew energy and fullness of humanity.
Con questa veglia mariana di preghiera desideriamo prepararci alla celebrazione di domani, la solenne beatificazione del venerabile servo di Dio Giovanni Paolo II.
His former secretary Stanisław Dziewicz, now Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow, who also gave his witness, remarking how saintly John Paul II was, both in life and death. How, like a biblical patriarch, he had prepared us for his death, taking us by the hand.
Quando hanno aperto la tomba di Giovanni Paolo II e il corpo è stato elevato, ho pensato lui ritorna a noi. È ritornato anche oggi qui.
And also, John Paul II's former press officer, Joaquin Navarro-Valls. One of the key speakers was French sister Marie-Simon Pierre, whose miraculous recovery from Parkinson's disease, attributed to the intercession of John Paul II, allowed the beatification process to enter into its final stages. She expressed her emotion. Thank you, she said in French. Merci.
Merci, très Saint-Père.
All spoke in the presence of pilgrims in Rome for the beatification, but also in the presence of a strong representation of the Rome diocese. Let's recall for a moment how attentive John Paul II always was to his role as Bishop of Rome, so much so that in the course of his pontificate, there was hardly a Roman parish he had not visited. As they spoke, projectors relayed onto the giant screens images of John Paul II, but also of the ancient icon of Our Lady of Salus Populi Romani, housed within the Basilica of St. Mary Major, a pointer to the special devotion to Our Lady of John Paul II, also echoed in the choice of the hymn chosen to put an end to this first part of the vigil, the Totus Tuus, composed for the 50th anniversary of John Paul II's priestly ordination. The second part of this vigil was dedicated in a special way to prayer, specifically to the mysteries of light, the five new mysteries Pope John Paul II added to the traditional 15 when he published his encyclical letter on the Rosary, Rosarium Virginis Mariae. Each of these mysteries of light is a revelation of the kingdom, now present among us in the person of Jesus. They are our Lord's baptism, the wedding at Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom of God, the transfiguration, and the institution of the Eucharist. This particular moment was marked by the hymn Open Your Doors to Christ, a reminder of John Paul II's invitation to us not to be afraid and open our doors to Christ. And then, echoing this openness, the recitation of these mysteries took place with live links to 5 Marian shrines across the world, each of these dedicated to a specific theme. Beginning with youth in Poland at the Shrine of Łagodniki in Krakow, a place both familiar and dear to the Polish pontiff, as it's from here that Saint Faustina Kowalska spread her message of divine mercy. And then in the following order, the family at the Shrine of Kawekamo in Tanzania. Evangelization at the Shrine of Our Lady of Lebanon in Harissa.
Assalamu alayki ya Maryam, ya mumtali'a na'ma, al-Rabbu ma'aki, mubaraka anti fi nisa, wa mubaraka thamrat batniki, Sayyidina Yasu' al-Masih.
Peace at the Shrine of Santa Maria de Guadalupe in Mexico City. And the church at the Portuguese Shrine of Fatima, so especially significant to John Paul II.
Ave Maria, cheia de graça, o Senhor é convosco. Bendita sois vós entre as mulheres e bendito é o fruto do vosso ventre.
Finally, the present Bishop of Rome, Pope Benedict, took part in the vigil with a prayer and a final blessing from the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
And when the vigil ended, the ancient Roman arena came alive with the flickering lights of the candles held by the faithful. And those who could or wished to continued their vigil by walking into the night, making their way towards the Vatican in prayer and meditation, stopping by along the way at the 8 churches that had thrown open wide their doors for the occasion. There, Santa Anastasia, San Bartolomeo on the Tiber Island, San Marco in Piazza Venezia, Santissimo Nome di Gesù in Piazza di Torre Argentina, Sant'Andrea della Valle, Sant'Agnese in Agone in Piazza Navona, Santa Maria in Valicella, and prior to crossing the Tiber, San Giovanni dei Fiorentini. And in these churches, the pilgrims received a welcome from the young Catholics of Rome and from the priests on hand to impart the sacrament of reconciliation. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.